Blog Talk Radio.
Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. I know, I shouldn't have did that to my friends that are waiting. But Easter's on its way. Good evening, everybody. This is Venter with Debbie D, coming from Staten Island, New York. And the old hairy beast is on his way. You know, I just love the people beating up the one in the mall. That was so funny. But, you know, I Easter's a big religious day for a lot of people, and me, it's just give me some chocolate Easter bunnies and I'm happy. I'm going to put the guys on. good evening, Adam and Carlo.
Evening.
Good evening.
Really? Somebody beat up the bunny in the mall?
The other day in Jersey, one of the Easter bunnies accidentally dropped the one-year-old.
Oh, shit.
And they beat the... It's on the internet. You can actually see them kicking the butt out of this bunny rabbit. But,
how can you drop a one-year-old?
You know what? They got them stupid big friggin' hands on. They're in a costume that's slippery. I mean, that's hard. They should really have rubber mats, like, in the playground around that area. Because they're dealing with so many children, I don't think they can sue them. I don't know. They're going to be signing stuff, I'm sure, if they're going to start getting sued. But, you know, these people got these big-ass costumes on, you know, with these big Easter bunny paws and stuff. How are they going to hold a grip on a squirming one-year-old? Even without that shit, you have a hard time holding a one-year-old, you know? Yeah, so I don't blame the kid. He was 21, 22 or something like that. Let me see. I'm going to put in Google Easter Bunny getting the ass kicked out of him. Let's see. you can look it up. Bunny. Well, it says Easter Bunny fight. That's all you have to do. And they have it. Yep, they have it here. It's a ball face judge, but I don't think he should be really arrested for that.
Well, yeah,
you know?
It's an accident.
I mean, that was an accident, exactly. And I don't know who hit who first. Somebody said the bunny threw the first punch, but I don't know. Oh my God! You know what? And you know what's really funny is the Easter Bunny. Oh, he had a jacket on. He ripped his head off. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
there goes the head. There goes his head rolling down the road.
You know, this happened in Jersey a couple of days ago. So this.
That's Jersey for you.
You know, and all them kids are there and stuff, and some girl's on the floor. I don't know what happened with her. She's the bunny one, Hawkeye. But who do you blame? I mean, who do you blame? Somebody put underneath the YouTube thing, Bunny's Lives Matter. That's just too funny. He's obviously hopping mad. People are funny. Oh, my God. Back to the Jungle Bunny. He was black. cheap rabbit punches. These are all the things people are putting. Oh, my God, that's too funny. But, you know, I wouldn't blame him. I really wouldn't. You know, listen, any lawyer that takes his case has a good case. All right, so, you know, I hope so. But, well, put the judge in the bunny costume and let him hold a 1-year-old that's, you know, I call you guys know, Adam, you know how it is to hold a little kid.
You know. You got to hold on tight.
Especially if the kid was afraid of him. You know, if the kid was afraid of him, he was trying to...
They stiffen up, they squirm, they, you know.
And if he was trying to get away from him, because not that many kids thought... There's a lot of kids that just don't like Santa and the bunny and all that.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's frightening. You know, here you go with just normal-looking face people, and then all of a sudden you're sitting on some big-ass white rabbit. You know, I mean, my daughter always handled it well. She loved all that stuff. But I've seen kids flip out, and, you know, it's just normal. And, you know, but, so, but anyways, I hope he gets off. So, what's been going on with you guys? Anything new?
Nothing really.
Well, I just seen Monday.
Nothing. How's your knee doing?
Oh, it's sore.
Is it? Any black and blue? No?
Yeah, it's sore. Uh-oh. The switchboard and everything just went bye-bye, so if we hang up, give me time to get back on. I don't know what's going on. I hope the computer ain't shut down.
Right.
Because if the computer shuts down...
Your computer's possessed.
It is shutting down. You're going to have to give me a... I hope this... Well, you know what? I don't think it can shut me down while I'm online. It's logging me off. You know what? My computer is possessed. I have such a problem with this computer. Oh, I know. I downloaded the new malware in it. That...
Oh, the antivirus thing.
So it probably is just shutting it down because that's what it does. I might lose you in a second, and then it's going to take a minute or two to get back on. You got to be patient. Talk about things. You will probably stay online if I don't. Then again, I don't know. It might. Since I'm connected phone-wise, it might not do that, you know.
I hear you.
So, I know you hear me, but I don't see you, so.
it's shutting.
Well, I never do really see you. we don't have,
Let's
we don't
make
do
it.
What
we...
call... Okay, it's shutting down. You still hear me, right? Okay.
Yes.
The computer's still, oh, maybe it's resetting. It's not shutting completely down. I hope so. Okay, I think it's restarting, but I'm going to have to bring up the switchboard again when it's done. I have the slowest computer. Well, my computer is 2007. So my computer in dog years is like 100 years old. It's very old, you know. But it's done me justice, so it's a Dell. I think when I do get another computer, I'm going to get another Dell because I never had one that went through so much shit. There we go.
Yeah.
I forgot to turn it. I always turn the speakers off when I go on air because I don't want to interfere with that. But, you know, I Dell is a pretty good. I've had quite a few different computers, and I think the Dell is the best one I've ever owned. You know, I mean, I called up and I told them what I wanted, and they gave it to me, and they mailed it to me. It was just, you know. But I have a tremendous amount of space because I wanted gaming. You know, so. But when I got Social Security money, I said, well, while I have the money, I think I'm going to buy myself a Primo computer. And I did. But, you know, now I don't have the money. I don't know what. I'm going to be going to Nick's computer, which is no brand, but that's about what I can afford. Have somebody put one together for me or something. But, as long as I have something. Okay. You still hear me, right?
Yeah.
Still hear you.
All right, now I got to try to get back on to the switchboard. So you guys got a busy weekend this weekend, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is this a huge holiday for you and your family?
It's a yeah.
Every holiday in my family is huge.
Well, this is true. This is true. You know,
this is filled with a lot of old world traditions that we grew up with. That's what's carried on, you know. That's the legacy that's left with my parents, though, you know.
You know, we always have, like I did too, like we used to go from Christmas, we used to gather at one grandmother and then the other grandmother, one's food, one's dessert, you know, whatever. And cousins and everything, but my family thinned out so much that it just ended, you know what I mean? And people moved to Florida, moved to Pennsylvania, moved to here. And it was just, for years now, I miss it. I enjoyed when we all got together, but it is what it is. And our tradition, my poor daughter doesn't know it. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't witness what I did growing up as far as gatherings and tradition with family. She didn't. And I think this generation and everything, my daughter's generation, I think a lot of them don't have traditional, you know.
No,
you
also got to remember, I'm only first generation born, so I'm not that far from the originator of it. So, you know, if you don't keep it going, then that's where it ends. We try our best to keep as many traditions alive as we can because it gets the next generation to know what their grandparents are like and what they did, you know.
Right. Well, right. Yeah. But your family's got to keep having children and children to children, which my family really, you know, my other family that's in Jersey, they have, my uncle had four kids, and they have kids, and they have kids, and they have kids. And their family's pretty large, but they're in South Jersey. My mother got old where she wouldn't travel there, really. And, you know, we did a couple of Christmas things at the house when everybody was younger and still alive. But, you know, it's just my uncle just passed from there, and it's just, you know, it is what it is. But that's why I let my daughter go to her boyfriend's on the holidays. Like, she will eat dinner with us, and then we do it pretty early. Everybody's back on it. I didn't even have to sign in, thank God. And stuff, and she'll go over there, and she'll eat a little over there and do dessert. I let her celebrate with that his family because we don't have any. She knows their tradition. She doesn't know ours.
Right.
Which is sad to me, but at least she has something. She really enjoys going over there on the holidays. And then it's just me and my mom. And that's okay, you know, it's okay. It's just a holiday. It's not, you know.
Right.
It is what it is. But, you know, and I'm happy that you're back to doing some of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's never going to be the same, that you know. But
no,
as long as you're with family, it really doesn't matter what house.
No,
you know what I mean?
It's the matter. It's the people and the tradition. That's what it's all about.
Right, right.
It doesn't matter the place. It's just a matter of the tradition.
You and your family can celebrate in a cave as long as it's you and your family.
Right, you know. they're loud and we fight and this and that, but when it comes, push comes to shove, everybody's there for each other, you know?
Yeah, but well, everybody fights.
We don't
normal.
Fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't
fight.
Yeah, okay.
Much.
We're honest people.
It's not like we fight where we hit and punch each other and stuff like that, but you always have disagreements and stuff like that, yeah.
You don't start throwing
meatballs across the room or anything like that.
Well, you would have enough of them to do anyway if you did. But, but you know what my family used to do after we used to eat and everything? The kids, we used to go in the living room, whatever. And the adults used to play cards.
That was when my parents were around. Actually,
and I remember,
some of the holidays.
Yeah, I remember that.
Some of the holidays was Italian bingo, where we all used to play.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the cards with the... With the,
yes.
It has playing cards on the card?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about, because we used to play that too. Isn't that, what is that called? Not Keno. Oh, you call it Italian. But it's like a cardboard, and it had little playing cards.
Yeah.
On it.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have that game. I can't remember what it's called. Not Queen. But, yeah, I think, you know, everybody, and then after you do that, you have your dessert.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
it's
my family... Go ahead.
Mostly an eating holiday.
Well,
but we start out by on Friday. We've always made pizza rusticas, which are the Easter pies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who makes the ring with the egg?
I'm going to call you back. My sister's calling in. I'll call you right back.
Oh, speak of the devil. All right.
I'm here.
I know you're here. But, you know, well, I know you took on their family. When
yep,
you got to the civil collar.
Yeah.
And they
it's
took
nice.
You in.
Now all kids together. Everyone's together. So that's not like my family. And, oh, wait, I got my mother, too.
Well, your mother's coming, right?
Yeah, I really didn't want her to come, but, you know, call her and Emily's like, she can't go by herself to dinner, even though that was just a damn thing to, you know, make me feel bad. I think this will be the last time I invite her.
Well, she might not be there next year. She might be in Florida. I mean, you
well,
don't know where she's going
to be. She wants to go down when April comes up for Christina's birthday. I don't know why, but whatever. And Wendy's going to be pissed because Wendy's going to get tickets to go in May, too, because her son's birthday.
But let me tell you something. She hasn't seen... She's been here how long? 8 months? Almost a year?
Since August? Yeah, since August.
8 months.
Yeah, almost a
that's
year.
That's the longest of her being here ever, I think. When I was talking to her, she used
and
to
she
leave.
She buys food. She buys only for her, but then she would sometimes buy for Wendy. And for someone that had no money, I mean, really, on Sunday, I had to send her fucking home. And she's getting good money back from fucking income tax.
She better give you that money back, Adam. You gotta tell her.
She is. She better, because she knows better. Be the last time I talk to her, too, if that happens.
You know, I mean,
I do. Oh, fucking yeah. Not even working. She makes more money.
You know, there is no call for her not having money. How can you go out without money? You should for now want to tell her, make sure you have money to get home. When she comes over. Yeah. I think she does that just so you will tell her to stay here.
No.
I think
she's not
trying.
No. You can't. No, I don't want. don't want her.
Even
in my place, my real, you know, house, I wouldn't let her stay there either.
Yeah, but, yeah, she likes to stay with you guys. I mean, I know she's always.
She wants to
that.
Live free. I'm not fucking dealing with that shit anymore. Yet I had to pay her husband when I had to fucking work at high school. So, $100 a week, shit.
While you were in high school or when you had the job?
High school.
How could he? You're underage. He can't make you pay.
They made me pay because I worked. So when it was school week, it was a co-op. You work a week, go to school week, so I had to give them money.
You know, he made damn good money. I don't understand how he could
charge. I know. David, like I said, David didn't work for 4 years in 1993 through 97 when he graduated. Nothing about money or job-wise. Well, me and the other two girls, Eve and Wendy, we had to fucking pay them, you know? Even when we got out of high school, we had to pay. And it was $100 a week after high school. Look, I worked for fucking ShopRite.
A week? You had to pay $400 a month?
Yep.
What were they doing with all that money if he's getting all that money from all you kids?
It's beer. We expect. We never went anywhere.
He drank that much beer?
You never know what else he fucking used it for. He never asked April for money. He never asked fucking, for Bobby either, so. Or David. It's just us three young ones.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a lot of unfairness going around there. There was a lot of unfairness. Like, there wasn't fair.
No, and like he would tell us, too. We're all mistakes except for April. Because why April fucking screwed him with the house on Simonson. Then they handed her the fucking, when he died, they handed her the trailer park. And she sold it more for than what it was. So, you know, this is why I never asked for shit from anybody.
What did she do with the money?
I don't know.
You know, but he told you that none of yous were planned but April.
Uh-huh.
I thought April was an oops too. That's why he had to get married.
No, Bobby was born.
That's right. Yeah. Bobby was that's right, he's the oldest. Bobby was an oops too?
What?
So Bobby wasn't an oops, but April after that was planned.
I guess because he had us when he got fucking drunk. He would only do her when he got drunk. That was it.
So. Oh, my God. You know what? I think he's wrong. I don't think April was
That's
even
why he never
that.
Had a fucking model. That's the sad thing. I never
I
looked
think
up
April
to was... my mama's boys' brothers either. They weren't role models either, so...
I think April was probably an oops, too, after Bob and stuff.
No, that's straight out that we weren't. He told us a
He always liked that, so that's you know what I mean? So he'll say whatever.
She threw them out at Simonson. Because in 1999, he told her, wait until he gets his pension, then he'll move down to Florida in 2000. And she said, no, get out. So, that's why they moved down to Florida.
She threw them out of their own house?
Because they had to auction it or whatever, because my mother with the fucking credit cards. She never signed Chapter 7, but April told her, oh, trust this lawyer, and he screwed them big time. He lost all the paperwork. He was the worst fucking lawyer in the world. And then they gave her, I guess they auctioned the house, and she bought it for less, and that's it. Once they got the money for it, she told them, no, I want you out by October. So.
Unbelievable. Your own parents.
But yet they ask, you know, they all talk about him. Oh, my father. I'm like, oh, please, don't make me puke.
They have selective memory, and they want to believe what they want to believe.
They know everything is true. They just don't fucking want to say it. Yet
well,
he has
you
me.
Always make your mother out as the bad guy.
And then...
Hi, Carlo. Hi, Carlo.
Hello,
I was on another page, sorry. But they always made your mother out as this bad guy. Everything was her fault, her doing, her this, her that. And she
was
an innocent victim in a lot of the shit with him. I remember, you know, what he did.
And then my mother would take her, April, and fucking Jay and his mother and brother in. Every time they lost their house in Tonville, their boat in Jersey, and yet, still, my sister didn't pay. Her boyfriend did, but the rent, but, you know, she didn't. She got fucking free, too. That's all right, because I'm living a large life now, so.
That's right, you know, I mean, things are meant to be what things are meant to be.
They get jealous of fucking my family, close family.
I'm just happy that you're not in denial of things, like, you know, like some of them are.
I lived through it. I still remember, like, growing up, my mother getting fucking thrown in a tub by his sister and her fucking boyfriend.
I mean, but they lived through it, too, but they seem different memory than you. And
hey,
I
knew everything. I knew everything that went on.
Well, they want to close it out. They couldn't deal with it. You could deal with it better than they could.
But they like to kiss his ass, but I don't. Sorry.
You know. Well, he wasn't very nice to you. I mean, it doesn't matter what he is to you.
This is why I had suicidal thoughts a long time ago.
You know, but but you should never let anybody's mistakes, and that's his mistake, interfere with your, you know what I mean? Like, you should, I understand it's hard, it's your parents, and to be treated in that fashion could play games with your mind and stuff, but he was so wrong, you know, and I'm glad that you are strong enough to pull through it. You know, it's just, yeah, I could never understand why she stayed, but you have six kids. At that time, where are you going
to
go? And especially at that time. Now, you would have a better chance. But at that time, you know, didn't have nothing for nobody. You know, I mean, at least now they would give her welfare and they would set her in her place. And, you know, they would have something. Hey, let me tell you, wealth is better than that. You know, I wouldn't want to be in a house that's violent and shit, you know, but I'm glad you're out of it. I'm glad you found your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Maybe one day I'll find
mine.
Wait a minute here.
What happened?
Nothing, dear.
I need to hear that. What did you say?
He said he's so happy he found your life, too.
Ah, he better.
Ooh.
15 years?
My God, if I went to jail, I would have been out already.
Really?
What? Let's just hope you don't go, you even get put in jail. Yeah. You're going to have to hold yourself with that one. Especially Easter. I hope I'm not reading about you in the freaking paper.
What, I go crazy?
No, but your mother's going to be over there.
Whatever.
Yeah,
with
but,
a little bit as Sunday, so we'll see where she is this Sunday.
Well, where's your sister going to be?
She's having her friends over and her boyfriend.
Oh, that's right. She's going to be home.
She's going to a restaurant.
Who's going to a restaurant?
Lordy
was going to a restaurant by herself. And then you said, remember when we had the discussion, you said, you're not going to let her do that, right?
That's kind of sad. You mean, Wendy's, that's right, Wendy's having people over her house. Why wouldn't she stay there just because Wendy's having her friends there? So what's so wrong with that?
And she has to prove a point.
Prove what point? That she can't get along with anybody? Why wouldn't she just stay there? I don't get that at all. I don't know.
Free? She's not paying.
If your daughter's having a party, all right, and you don't really want to be alone, then stay at the damn party.
She don't want to hang with them.
She don't like the girl or what?
No, my mother doesn't want to. She knows Jessica and her husband.
Because I know she doesn't like just about anybody.
Yeah, she just doesn't. She always says, oh, I'm not invited, but you're in her house.
She don't want to meet the new boyfriend. She don't want to do
this. She don't want to meet the new boyfriend. I would be like, let me meet this new boyfriend. You know, let me put some fear in him. My daughter's boyfriend's, you know, my daughter, she was young. She was like 15, and she got this boyfriend, and there was a dog bone, a big, like, leg dog bone on the floor. And I said to him, I just pretty much met this new boyfriend, and he's sitting on the living room couch, and I said to him, you see that bone? He goes, yeah. I said, that was her last boyfriend that wasn't nice to her. And he was like, what? It was funny, you know. But I had to be mom and dad, you know, you got to understand. And then she had this other boyfriend that, like, smacked her. And my father was going to kill him. But I turned around and I said to him, you ever touch my daughter again, I will have you tied to the car and dragged through the streets. And don't think I'm fucking with you. Don't think I'm lying.
They wouldn't even have been the next time. It would have just ended right then and there.
You know. Yeah, but my daughter, at one point, the relationship would have ended right there, right. But I tried to get her to break up with him, but she said, wait, he just accidentally, whatever, this and that, you know. She protected him. So then, and I tried not to pick... Like, she has to live and learn, right, you know. So what happened there is, though, my mother was having a card game at the house, and he was there in the living room with her. And the next thing I know, because I was in the kitchen with them, I hear this ruckus going on, and my daughter was beating the shit out of him. And I can't remember what he did. I think he, like, grabbed a twist of her hand or something, and then that was it. It was like, my father, like, practically picked him up and lifted him, threw him over the railing, you know. that was that. You know, you have to let her, like, she begged me and, you know, he won't do it again. He would do this and then, you know, that. You know, but then later on, like, they're friends now. And he makes good money, this kid. He's a good-looking kid. But he had some kind of a tumor thing on his brain. So... he used to, like, be, like, have these violent fits, but I think it was due to the fact that he had this tumor on his brain. Because now he's totally different. He's totally different. You know, but, you know. But, you know, when you got to be mom and dad, you got to be, you know. But, so your mother... If I was your mother, I would want to meet him. And, you know, if you're dating my daughter, I want to meet you. No matter how old.
Especially,
you know,
if you're
going to
be around your grandson.
Especially, yes. Not that your child isn't of age, so not that anything that your mother might say might change her mind, but... I would definitely want to meet somebody that's in my daughter's life, most definitely. And I would give my opinion out. Let me tell you, my daughter knows that. You know, if there's something about the person, I tell her. There was this one guy, and I said to her, his name was Joe, and she was dating him for a while, but then he changed. And I said to her, he's cheating. And I said, I know the signs. And I said, this and that. Oh, he's not. He was cheating. You know. And I said, so never underestimate your mother. I've been, you know, more men than you have. I know the signs.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. You know, I'm a little bit more worldly, you know what I mean, around than she is. But even today, you know, I tell her she's been with this guy for 7 years. But there are times he does things that, you know, is not, you know, before he got his license, my mother would drive him home. He would come here on the bus. He lives on the other side of the island. He lives over near Fowl, the high school. And he doesn't live near me. And my mother would drive him home every time and never ask him for a penny. And, you know, and we would feed him. We would take him out to dinner, whatever. And when he got his license, he was really having a hard time, like, driving my daughter anywhere. And there were times, like, he'd be like, it wasn't too long ago, you know, when she got the job at the mall. She said, oh, I can't, my mother can't drive me. Can you pick me up or whatever before you go to work? Well, I think he was working. You know what he said to her? He took her to work. You know what he said to her? Don't get used to it.
That's her boyfriend?
Yes. And I'm like, what? What? If then my daughter brought it up to him. You know, my grandmother drove you everywhere because I told my daughter, because he's done this before, where he would tell her, oh, I can't drive you everywhere. I said, remind him how your grandmother chauffeured him around, not asked him for a damn dime. My daughter's not working here. Asked her $5 for gas. This guy's got two jobs. But you can't talk to her because, as far as she's concerned, you know, he's everything. But you know, I don't understand it. I never looked at a guy in that way. I was like, you cheap bastard, you know. I told people right to their face, if I'm dating him and I cook for them, I clean for them, I do this for them, I do that for them, and when I ask them to do something for me and they can't, take a friggin' hike. You know?
That's crazy.
It is crazy. How do you let somebody do that? Like, 7 years, he's never bought her any jewelry over $20. And then she'll say to me, well, I'm not into jewelry. She has a ring that he bought her. I think it was like $20. And it's like bent, like it just like, it bends in a strange way, but she wears, it's like flat. But, you know, I mean, and she's like, oh, well, that's not what I'm into. I don't really care about that. I said, you don't care about that because you ain't getting that. You know what I mean? Like, he used to take her out to eat at Subways.
Mm-hmm.
Now he takes her out once a year for Valentine's Day at the sushi place. And the sushi people got to know them. Oh, you only come once a year.
How terrible is that?
I don't know how she could deal with it, to tell you the truth. He has two jobs. He tells her that his mother asks for a lot of rent. I don't know. His mother and father, I mean, I know his mother and father have their issues as far as being, you know, his father goes in his room and goes through his stuff and takes things out and puts it in the den and, you know, I mean,
well,
his father has...
How much rent could he possibly be paying?
With two jobs? I don't know. I think it's a lie. Because then the next thing, he's, like, into, like, all these statues and stuff. And the next thing you know, he's buying a $400 statue. I'm like, Heather, you know, he can't get you a gift over $50, but he's buying a $400 statue or whatever. You know, I'm like, what's wrong with you?
A $400 statue?
He's stupid for being staying with him.
You know, I don't know. I don't, you know, I don't find nothing appealing about him. There's nothing, it's not for me. It's not, I'm not dating him, but I don't see it. I don't, maybe she just doesn't want to be alone. But my daughter never had a problem getting a boyfriend, never. The only reason I do stand for it, because she met a lot of his friends, and they don't really drink or do drugs, and he doesn't hit. And my daughter would kill him. And besides the fact that he knows I will kill him. You know, he has a little bit of fear of me, and that's okay. but he does. My daughter even tells me. But, it, you know what I mean? Because one time he said to her something about, recently, about my daughter was mad at me. She says, oh, Tony said that he's got to sit down and tell you to you. I said, I'm right here. Tell him to come on over. You know, if he thinks he can handle it, come on over. Yeah. But he knows I don't fear him. There's very few people I do fear. I don't fear anybody as far as I know. Maybe if you have a gun up my nose, I would, but I don't really fear anybody. But I just had that little twink of craziness about me. But you'd be surprised, like, the guys I've gone against, like, big men in their face. I mean, nothing's ever really feared me. But especially a boyfriend. Don't make me laugh. But, you know, I mean, I just am happy that she's not involved with the wrong people. Her friends, you know, his friends, she met a lot of his friends, seem to be pretty decent. You know, they're all comic book gamer kids. But kids, they're not, because he's pushing 30. And when is she ever going to get married? She's pushing 27. When are they ever going to settle down? As far as right now, he feels he doesn't have enough, make enough money for a family. And my daughter's not working right now. So when is she ever going to be, you know what I mean? I mean, when is this ever going to happen, if anything? I don't think he wants to get married, to tell you the truth. I think he has too much fun with his games and his comic books and his friends. Like, this many times he goes out with his guy friends and my daughter don't come along. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I just want her to be happy, but...
But for not him to pay attention to her, she needs to dump him.
I wish she could find somebody that, you know, she could. I'm so afraid of her meeting this person that will smack her, or this person that will be drug addict or an alcoholic, or, you know, mistreat her in any way. And I don't fear that with this guy. You know, I don't think he will hit her or anything, but...
But she could get someone better.
Well, it's hard. It's hard out there. Half them are drunks, half them are drug addicts, half them beat. You know, and if not their friends are drug addicts, I mean, with their friends, they're just kids that want to... They have gaming parties. These people, they get together and go over the house. There's a bunch of them around a couple of TVs with games and stuff and play World of Warcraft and all that crap. You know, and that's innocent. You know, that's... I fear, because I'm not the healthiest person in the world and I'm not going to live, you know, a great life. Like, you know, my mother's 80. I doubt it very much if I'll make it to 80. And she's going to be alone for the most part. And if she's not settled down, if she's not whatever, what's going to happen to her? It's one of my biggest worries, biggest ones. You know, but I'm not going to rest in peace. I know that. So... Yeah, but it is what it is, you know. So be very lucky that you've found each other. Be very lucky and happy that you have a great relationship and that, okay, there's a little pings along the way. That's, everybody has pings along the way. But,
what's the pain?
Little pings, not pain, pings. Like, I guess your mother would be considered a little ping. There's always a little something along the way. Like, you love his family, and his family, from what I know and what I see, love you too, and accepted you, and that's wonderful, you know.
I wish they didn't have to meet my family. Oh God.
Well, never be embarrassed of your family. They are who they are. You know, as long as your mother don't stand there and start dropping her drawers, then it should be okay. But the fact that she's
scared of him and Carlo and his family.
Yeah, but her family? Your family?
His family. My family's scared of him.
Well, what he ever done? I don't consider him a brute. What the frick did he do to them?
Well, let's just say, when I first dated him, Carl got me a cross. And Abel's husband, Jay, broke the cross on me.
Oh.
And so I called him for this when he worked in Jersey. And then, did you know when he came home to the house, to Abel's house, they were all scared shit. They were looking for it. Eve, George, Jason, Big Mouth Jason, and April. Because they know better.
He broke it, you said?
Yeah, he took it over because I wasn't going to pay him $300. I wasn't living there, so why the fuck should I pay, you know?
Oh, so he pulled it off your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he should have had the shit kicked out of his ass.
And they was scared shit, and then he was like, oh, tell Carl that, oh, he owes me $300. Carl's like, he hasn't lived here. He's not paying for shit. And he's like, yeah, well, I'll let him give you the money. I never gave him shit.
Unbelievable.
Tell me about
it. I mean, your family, anyway, if you didn't have the money, I mean, you say, okay, you know, you don't have the money.
Because my clothes was at her house doesn't mean I was fucking living there, just because my clothes was there. I didn't into June of that year. So.
They want a storage fee? What the hell?
I guess so. I was never there. I was always at his house. Then and all.
Well, that's terrible. Yeah,
and you have lost the feud.
And dinner time. But, you know, I mean, that's...
If you...
Your underwear's done. you know, I mean, that's terrible. That really is terrible. But I know you're doing a big thing.
I don't fuck, you know. I don't care no more, so... Him and his family are my world, so.
Yeah, well, you're happy, you know, and you see how it is to live on the other side, as they say, the other side of the grass.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so
you know, I mean.
In Brussels?
Oh, yeah. I'm, you know, that's horrible, and I was going
to
say something about that.
Now, we need to abolish this religion. If it's true what this lady said before she died, by 2030-something, the whole world's going to be just fucking Muslim. We need to abolish this. This lady predicted 9/11 before she died in 97. I was reading this thing on Yahoo, and then she was like 97 years old. And then she predicted that we're only going to have one black president, which turns out to be Obama, and then about Muslims taking over the world.
I think there's going to be more than one black president.
No, it's only going to be one.
Maybe not in our lifetime, or maybe not my lifetime, but I think, you know.
No. We just need someone.
And I don't think the Muslims outnumber us. So,
they're growing.
Don't
see it.
Let me tell you, the black population, I think, is more in numbers than any population of, you know. So if anybody was going to take over, it would be the black.
I don't think there's religion in here.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you ask me, and this is sound terrible, I would do away with religion, period. And because there's so many different religions and so many different stuff and so many different that and so many different beliefs and so many different, many people fighting over different beliefs. You know, because it really isn't making a difference, a religion. You know, having a religion ain't going to make you live forever. Having a religion ain't going to make you rich. Having a religion ain't going to make you don't get sick. You know, our religion is what? Having a religion is just to make your state of mind feel that there's something out there that could possibly help you. What is a religion? I mean, does anybody really know what a religion is? And what good does it do for you? You know, it's worshiping somebody. I don't need to worship anybody. If I want to be good, I'll be good. I don't need somebody to say, well, in God's name, I am going to be. No, I'm going to be good because I want to be. Not because God tells me to be good or a supposedly God or somebody. Religion was created to keep people in line. Thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt not do that. Thou shalt not do this.
No,
but now people aren't buying it. Do you know that in Europe, religion is causing the hardest any churches left?
I believe that he should never give the kids cancer. I'm sorry. Little kids should just grow up being normal.
If there was
but
a God, but there isn't a God.
He wouldn't do this to them. He would not do this to the kids.
You know, but if you read about it and look it up, religion, there's hardly any churches left in. I was watching a show recently, and of reporters and people that travel and saying how in Europe there's hardly any churches left. There's hardly any worship places left. They opened it up for the arts or something. And they made museums out of the churches and stuff. Look at the church on Richmond Avenue. That's what started me talking with some people. On Richmond Terrace, the church that I made my communion in, that's one of four oldest churches on Staten Island. It's like 150 years old. And that closed. I can't believe St. Mary's closed. It's a beautiful church. But what are they going to do with it? They can't make a hotel out of it, which would be kind of interesting. But, you know, and churches are closing all over. There's quite a few that closed on Staten Island. And it's just, it's very hard to believe when you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And I've explained this before. If you do everything that supposedly a God wants you to do, you live by the Bible word for word. You live by the Bible and you do all the Ten Commandments and you live by it the way it was supposed to be lived by, you're still going to die. You're still going to get sick. People are still going to die on you. You're going to get robbed. You're going to live in fear. You're still going to have everything because, and I was saying about my mother and father, were very good parents, raised us very well, had a good job, didn't fight, didn't drink, didn't beat, raised us like a perfect family. You know, were very good to the kids and everything else. And then their grandson got in trouble. They went out. They put their house on the line. They helped, which God wants you to do. They helped thy neighbor, which is their grandson. They helped their family. They helped this one. They helped that one. And what happened? They got a foreclosure. They got a daughter that died of cancer 2 weeks after she turned 53. They got a second daughter that got cancer. You know, they got hardly any money because of it. And that's what they got by doing what God wanted them to do. So you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And it doesn't matter what you believe or what you worship, you know, until the day that this God comes down in my face and talks to me, I can't believe in it. And it's okay to everybody else believe in it and worship and do what you want. It's your business. If you enjoy God, if you enjoy all that, you know, sure, live your life. You know, but for me, I can't understand a God like that. It's just, you know, but I'm still a good person. I still don't steal. I still don't do drugs and stuff and mistreat people. I still don't do everything. And you know why? Because I'm my own God. I don't want to do that to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's just, a good person is a good person. You don't need a God to be a good person.
No.
There are people that go and steal, rob, and beat and go to church.
Yep.
Hypocrites, they usually call them. You know, I mean, your mother's a church worshiper, and I never, ever, I said to her, good, you know, I got to go to church. Good, you know, go to church.
I was coming to church until she started hanging out with Virginia.
You know, and whatever got her there, because I guess it just made her feel better or whatever, you know. But we were raised this way because our parents were raised this way because this stuff's been shoved down everybody's throat for years. We didn't know any better. But my friend knows the Bible from word to word and explained that whole Bible and how screwed up it is. And he sat there for 2 hours, and I'm like, all right, all right. You know, explain to me about the whole misprint and the Bible. And no one really did this for me. I went to Holy Family on the Staten Island, talked to the priest in his office because they wouldn't baptize my daughter because I had her out of wedlock. And my mother and father gave money for the pews, the new church, worked the bingos, and did everything for them. But they didn't want to baptize my daughter because I wasn't married, all right? Now, I sat there with the priest, and I said to him, how do you know the Bible wasn't written by somebody with a good imagination? And he told me he doesn't know that. He just got to believe what he has to believe. So, okay. And I said to him, and how come at the Christmas party you were so drunk you almost fell on top of us? But that's okay. You know, and then start talking about the molesting of the little boys. Let's get into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And St. Mary's on Richmond Terrace, one of the priests were put in jail for, contacting little boys over the computer. And he was my daughter's priest while she was going to CCD. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, but I do respect everybody's belief. I do respect, you know, the whole Palm Sunday thing and the Easter thing is, like I said, I'm more in for the chocolate than I am for the religion. I'm not bringing
chocolate. Did you go pick up your chocolate at the chocolate factory?
Yes, I did. I gave my nephew, his kids, the kids some Easter bunnies and made them the little bags and baskets and stuff, and I gave them some nail polish.
Hey,
but they liked it.
Did you see that thing that was posted on Facebook in the Advent that ranked number 3 as one of the best Italian restaurants in the world is that Nonna's on Hyatt Street in Staten Island.
So what restaurant?
Ranked number 3 as one of the best Italian restaurants in New York. That Nonna's on Hyatt Street, over by the St. George Theater where you went with your friends. The Nonna place.
Ah, the one with the mothers?
Yeah.
Number one, it's very teeny weeny weeny weeny. Matter of fact, we went to eat there when we were going to see Blondie right next door, and the drummer and Blonde and somebody else came into that restaurant, and I know what they look like, and they couldn't get a seat. All right, they couldn't get a seat because there's only like 10 tables, and let me tell you, I ate there. We had a lot of different foods. Very expensive and not that great. So I don't know where that's coming off as some of the best food. And there was four of us, and we all four agreed that this wasn't so great. Place, the Borgata downstairs, was fantastic. I think that's one of the best restaurants I've ever eaten. Everything they put out was delicious. And I would consider that good. But, and that's pricey too. It was spicy. I mean, we got to eat there because even if we go for like the little appetizer things and stuff, it wouldn't be too bad, especially if there's four people, you know what I mean? But, and I have some comp and she has some, so, you know, it wouldn't be too bad. But that place, oh my God, no, ew, no.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
I don't even know.
There are four little grandmas. My friend, Nicole, does photography. I'm one of the people that kind of helped, like, pushed her into it. And we did, we used to go Snug Harbor and stuff and take pictures of both of us. She had her pictures that she photographed up in that restaurant for sale. And she said to me, can you come down, like, you know, and stuff. And I'm like, I'm not eating in that place. I was like, I'm sorry, I don't like that place. Where'd you read this?
It was online. It was on SI Live.
It was on SNL Live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you comment on it? I gotta go look.
I think you can.
Oh, well. Take it for somebody that's been.
I don't think that's the best Italian restaurant. I'm sorry. Waterfalls is better.
Well, Waterfalls is okay. You know what I mean? But it's an Italian restaurant. But, take it for somebody that actually has eaten at this restaurant. It is not the best restaurant in all of Staten Island or New York. So they better get over themselves. Yeah, but look at the Goodfellow Pizzeria down on Harlem Boulevard there. They were voted world's best pizza or whatever, and they still have the sign up from 2012. You know, their pizza is not that great. Danino's and Brothers. What?
Brothers.
I'm not crazy about Danino's.
Danino's, I'm not, my aunt and stuff, matter of fact, tomorrow we're going to be there because my aunt's coming from South Jersey. My aunt loves Danino's, all right? I'm okay with it. The thin crust, sometimes they burn it. It's okay, you know? It's not my favorite pizza in the world. I like, Brothers is okay. I like the pizzeria at the Bowling Alley a lot. I think they have a pretty good pie. Pizza's pizza, but that, I've had that pizza, and that's not the best pizza in the world.
Are your aunts coming tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh.
She's
coming early.
My aunt. Pretty much. I mean, she comes to put Easter stuff on the grave, my grandparents' grave, Mother's Day, Father's Day. She does all that all the time. And everywhere we go, it has to be there. Yeah.
So I guess you're having Danino's pizza tomorrow for dinner.
My daughter gets they do make great buffalo wings. And my daughter gets the buffalo wings and, there's something about RH Tugs.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, they're going to reserve the RH Tug sign in the museum. I used to go there in the summer and occasionally. Because I'm on what you call looking. When was that put in Staten Island Live?
I saw it earlier today on Facebook.
On Facebook? So it might not be.
This one's done on Advent, so.
But I don't know when. That could have been, you know.
Yeah.
It's just lingering around. Report to Alex Rodriguez. Oh, he's retiring. Oh, my God. Staten Island, Italian, here we go. Ranked number 3 in America. Okay.
Oh, in America. Sorry, I thought it was New York.
All of America.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's a bit much. Nina knows best. Yep, the official Food Network. But you know, like the mayors and stuff go to Danino's.
Oh, I don't even get good either.
And when he ate a pizza with a fork and a knife, who's the one that did that? I think the new one, didn't he? Everybody was upset when the mayor ate a slice of pizza with a fork and a knife.
A lot of people.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that's right.
Well, a lot of Italians still do.
They do. But the Italians don't use a spoon to twirl the spaghetti. Only Americans really do that.
No, yeah. Italians twirl it without the spoon.
Yeah, that's considered a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never did. There's no spoon. I want to shovel in it quick. I don't want to be messing around with that shit. I was saying something about the pasta plates. I don't remember what I had there. That's how much I loved it. I remember they had little well, my friend's son that was with us knew the waitress and stuff, so she was bringing over things on the house, and it wasn't that good. I was like, ew, what is this, ew. Yeah, it was one of those things. Yeah, but, yeah, well, you know what, if you got to experience it on your own.
Nice.
Yeah, grandma's Italian cooking or something, they have like 4 different women from Italy. And I have a post, business cards and stuff from there. And every other weekend or something, they change them. Like, they're not there. They're not all 4 of them there at once. One's there, then another night, another one's there, then another night, and the menu changes. The menu changes with the grandma. Okay, who's got TV on? Shut it off, Adam. Who's got TV on?
It's Carlo.
Oh, sorry, Adam. They shut it. Because it shuts off and on the air. Like I said, the menu changes for whatever grandma's working that day. So I don't know which grandma's better. And I think it was a Saturday that I was there. So I don't know if they have the same grandma every Saturday or they change them up. I don't know what they do. All I know is that it wasn't the best thing. But I know one thing. They gave a big-ass lobster, this woman next to us. I was like, damn, look at the size of that lobster. But the whole lobster.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, I didn't have that. That might be delicious. I don't know, but I know that the things that we had was not.
I don't like whole lobsters out because they boil them and they cook with all that crap in the middle of the stomach. And I don't like that.
Then you got to clean it out, though.
Yeah, my mother always told us we used to crack it open and clean all that crap out ahead of time, and then we used to like stuff the middle and then cook. Yeah.
Well, that's the same with the clams, the crabs, whatever. Like, I went to Crab Barn or something in Pennsylvania, and they had a pizza tray of crabs piled on top. My friend ordered them for the table. And then the waiter sat down and taught me how to clean it out, pull it apart, do this, do that. And to see this little green thing here, I was like, ew, I ain't doing this. And there was so much work to do that for a little piece of meat. I was like, you know what, I think I'm going to get something else on the menu. But they were all eating it on a tray. It was just, I like crab, but the work you have to do just to get a little bit of meat.
Right.
I was like, this is nuts. Yeah. So you got to clean that little greenish shit pack out. Yeah. My daughter was having a fit because we went to the new China buffet over there near you guys a couple of weeks ago after we get out of Kumanin. We went to the lunch thing. I had a coupon. And it wasn't bad because the three of us ate for $25, which, you know, all you can eat. And she had the shrimp, and she had to peel it and stuff. And then she's like, I don't want to eat that. It's not clean. So then I had to sit there and clean the goddamn shrimp. I had to peel it, take the legs off the shit, and then slice it down the back and take out that little black line of, you know, his little poopy bag there. And they should do that, because who wants to eat that? Yeah, but Adam, do you eat shrimp?
No.
You don't eat nothing that's fish?
No. No.
Tuna fish?
I have to be in the mood for it.
Yeah, but, you know, but wow. I eat shellfish. I eat lobster. I eat crabs. I eat baked clams. Shrimp. You know, I'll eat that stuff, tuna fish. But I won't eat the other stuff. I don't like calamari. Like I told you, I've tried it. It's just, I don't know. But, somebody put on Facebook a chicken wonton. I'm going to send it to Adam. I know how much he loves when we talk about food. But, and speaking of food, I'm still thinking of that thing that you gave me on Monday. Yikes. I almost want to run to the store and buy this stuff so I can make it. My daughter goes like this to me yesterday. She goes, so that food that that Carlo gave you, is there any, you know, is it still some in the, I said, to her, oh, I ate that. She goes, you're a pig. I said, well, Heather, I gave you half of it. I said, so you're a pig too. It was like this big fight over who. So I said, I'm going to try it. There's no guarantee it's going to taste like this, but I'm going to try it. No, I wrote down what you told me. I kind of remember most of, you know, if I don't, I'll just, I'll be typing you a little note. But I have to definitely try it because it's, very, very good. Sorry, it's yummy. You should put that and freeze it and sell it to people. Yeah, but I'm telling you, you can make a fortune off of like selling. We've talked about this, you know. Maybe it'll get you out of there with all the headaches and the shit that you go through, and maybe that's your destiny, is to be a chef and have your own little, instead of buying that house, put it towards opening a little catering place.
Yeah, but people don't pay for food.
Sure they do. Good food they do.
Not here on Staten Island.
I did pretty well when I used to do it as a living a long time ago, but you know what I mean? People have to eat. That's one thing that will never go out of style, is people have to eat. And if you can get, like, the license, and if you get shit, you get things all wholesale, you're not paying, like, the prices that you would be in the regular store. And you could put a nice, decent price on the food. And you can, do you know how many businesses and offices send out and you fax them all your menus and stuff? When I used to work for the Parks Department, we used to get fax menus from restaurants all over the place. And then we used to, you know, every now and then order from one of them for lunch and stuff. it's a pretty decent business. But
it
you
is,
have to
a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It really is. You do need help. That's a fact.
It's a lot of work. People are very frustrated. I was in the people business when I made the dresses and stuff, and you get for every nice people you get the worst ones. It makes you want to stand yourself.
Definitely. You can't be sensitive. You definitely get people that criticize your food, criticize your work, criticize your whatever. You definitely get that. That's just a part of being in business.
Yeah, I know.
Because for the five people that hate it, the 20 people that love it, make
right.
a difference. You know, I mean, I went through all that myself, and I know how it is, and I just couldn't take it personal. I just can't. You know, I did in the beginning, and people are like, you know what, you're never going to survive if you take it personal. You just can't. You know, I mean, when you make something, food or a dress, that's like a baby to you. You created that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if somebody comes and rips it to shreds, you know, it's almost like you're doing that to your child.
Right.
And if anybody hurts my child, they hurt me. And if anybody hurts my child, I hurt them. You know what I mean? But in that kind of business, you got to separate it. But the money, Carlo, the money is big.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you're 15 times better than that number 3 restaurant in Staten Island is. And I just don't get it.
Listen, after we get off this call, can you call me back on my cell phone a minute?
Sure, on the cell phone?
Yeah, I have to tell you something. I just got a text, and I don't want to say it on the air.
Oh, of course. What time is it anyway? Oh, well, you know what? This is way past your bedtime. You're over the hour. I give you an hour. You're over the hour.
Okay.
You know, right. So we're going to be calling it anyway. You know, Adam, you really didn't say much today. What's up?
You're talking food. I just don't remember.
No, not the whole time he wasn't.
That time we were, I was like, I don't want to hear food.
Yeah, well, you do like to eat.
Not really.
No.
I'm trying to lose 50 pounds.
Oh, well, yeah, well, there's got to be cut back in different types of food. You know. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do a diet night at your house. We're going to all make a diet, a low-calorie food thing, and try to see what we like. Anyway, but, all right, well, I'm going to let you go.
All right.
And I'm going to call you back in a minute.
All right, love you. Right.
Love you guys. Have a good one. Have a happy Easter.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye. And to everybody out there, Easter's coming and celebrate any which way you want. I hope you enjoy your ham or your Italian Easter. We used to have Italian Easter and ham too. Is when a lot of people used to have all the food and enjoy yourself and. You know, and have a wonderful tomorrow.